This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Late last year, Ron Cohen, the New Hampshire-based CEO of gun manufacturer Sig Sauer, was arrested at a German airport. Cohen, along with other executives, are suspected of illegally selling nearly 40,000 semi-automatic pistols from Germany to Colombia and ushering them through the company's New Hampshire facility to do so. The trial kicked off today in the German city of Kiel. NHPR's Todd Bookman has been following the story, and he's here to tell us all about what happened. Hey, Todd.
Hi, Peter.
Remind us of the details of this story. When did suspicions of Sig Sauer's illegal activity arise?
Sure. So this story first broke in the German press back in 2014, actually. And the allegations here all center around an arms deal. Guns manufactured allegedly in Germany, transferred to Sig Sauer's New Hampshire facility, and then on to Colombia. So the backstory is that the Sig Sauer in New Hampshire had inked up to $300 million contract with the Colombian National Police Force. It appears as though they may not have had the production capacity, though, to fill that contract, so they turned to their sister entity, Sig Sauer, in Germany. Worth noting that both companies are owned by the same conglomerate. Okay, so they turned to Germany, and they basically allegedly got a shipment of pistols from Germany onto New Hampshire that were then restamped and sent on to Colombia. The problem here is that they may have filed false, what are called end-use certificates, with the German export authorities. Germany does not allow exports into countries considered to be in conflict. And Colombia falls on that list of a country considered to be within civil war. And so if they didn't file the proper end-use certificates, if they in fact hid that the guns were going on to Colombia and not just landing in New Hampshire, then they would be potentially violating German law. And that's what this case centers around.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what did prosecutors say at trial today?
Well, so today was day one of the trial, and under the German legal system, what happens first is that the prosecutors stand up and they read the indictment. And so according to German media, that took about half an hour. They basically read through the allegations and the top line evidence against Sig Sauer. And then something interesting happened. The prosecutors added that the sides were in negotiations for a plea deal. So essentially that would cut short the trial, which is scheduled to last all the way until June, and would curtail, you know, more evidence coming out, and instead would just levy penalties against Ron Cohen, his two co-defendants, and Sig Sauer, the company. And this plea deal would include a suspended jail sentence for Ron Cohen, hearing reports of up to 18 to 22 months of a suspended prison sentence. So essentially, he wouldn't serve any physical time behind bars. And then there could be additional fines levied against Cohen and the company itself.
Mm-hmm. So how would a settlement work? I mean, what's the next step here?
So the settlement would have to be agreed to by both the prosecutors, by the defendants, and by the court. And those negotiations were apparently ongoing this afternoon. They sort of clear everybody out of the courtroom and parties meet in private to discuss this. They're scheduled to be back in a German courtroom 3 p.m. local time tomorrow. Possible they could have an announcement by then, or it's possible they could begin with evidence in this case. It's sort of unclear at the moment.
So what happens to Sig Sauer in this case?
Well, you know, they could face steep fines regarding from this deal to Colombia. We know that the court is seeking to recoup approximately $12 million that the German pistols were valued at. But Sig Sauer here in New Hampshire doesn't seem to be suffering any ill effects from this. They have allegedly, you know, violated no U.S. laws. The company's riding high at the moment. It secured the U.S. Army contract in 2017, a $580 million contract to produce the new standard issue sidearm for all U.S. soldiers. Prestigious, also quite lucrative. Just last month, it announced that it had secured a contract for 72,000 rifles for the Indian Army. So It appears to be business as usual here at their facilities in Newington and Exeter.
Todd Bookman, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Peter.
And if you'd like to read more of Todd's reporting on Sig Sauer, visit our website, nhpr.org.